Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Eco Money, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and finance. Now, WWF Singapore, along with partners such as ABS and SGX, they've launched the Asia Sustainable Finance Initiative Academy. The Academy comes on the back of a growing interest in sustainable finance here in Singapore and the region, as we've been discussing on this segment. To find out more and what exactly the Academy aims to offer and what WWF Singapore's role is, we're joined now by R. Raghunathan, CEO at WWF Singapore. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel. My pleasure to be on the show today.
It's our absolute pleasure to have you with us. So let's start off. Tell us about the ASFI Academy. What kind of courses will be available?
WWF Singapore started ASFI, which stands for the Asia Sustainable Finance Initiative, in 2019. This is a multi-stakeholder platform that aims to mobilize the finance sector towards a low-carbon, climate-resilient future, and which hopes to get industry participants focused on delivering on the Sustainable Development Goals and the Paris Agreement. Now, ASFI Academy is part of the ASFI initiative, and it is designed to provide e-learning on sustainable finance topics to finance sector professionals in Singapore and in Asia.
So why launch this now? I mean, you've had the initiative up and running, as you mentioned, since 2019. So what was the kind of the catalyst behind launching the academy?
Well, it is very timely from a Singapore standpoint. As you are well aware, Singapore has come out with the 2030 Green Plan, the 2030 Green Plan. And one of the main pillars within that is the growth of a green economy. And there is a lot of demand both from consumers as well as business people to try and invest in areas which are more sustainable. So it is very timely that someone, and particularly an organization like us, WWF Singapore, working together with industry participants, comes together and provides world-class content and learning on sustainable finance that is specifically geared for finance sector professionals. There are a lot of issues that finance sector professionals need to grapple with. For example, understanding what are the risks involved in matters such as climate change or loss of biodiversity, how to identify those risks, how to quantify them, how to deal with them, how to, you know, segregate between investments that are responsible versus not responsible. So things like that. So there are multiple issues at stake. And therefore, we felt it was timely that we came out with a comprehensive program that addresses the need of such finance sector professionals.
So I just want to rewind for a minute, because many of us may be familiar with WWF Singapore on the conservation front. But as you've mentioned, this is delving very deeply into sustainable finance issues. You mentioned greenwashing there as well. So what exactly is WWF Singapore's role in this project, in this initiative?
So WWF is one of the leading conservation not-for-profit organizations in the world. So we have been in Singapore since 2006. In 2011, we established what is called a sustainable finance team in Singapore, which comprises professionals who are focused on making sure that the finance sector is aware of nature and climate-related issues such as deforestation, biodiversity loss, and climate change. The goal is also to try and see how we can channel more investments and lending to activities such as green bonds, nature-based solutions, carbon credits, etc. You know, all of these are very terms that are in vogue right now. And another important aspect of what we do in sustainable finance is to raise regulatory standards on sustainable finance through our sustainable regulations assessment. So we actually look to see how are central banks themselves performing in relation to promoting the green economy, how do they regulate the finance sector such that more investment is routed to sustainable programs and projects. So we've been working on this area for nearly a decade now, and we are very happy that finally the time has come when the industry has woken up to the need for such knowledge and awareness.
And I think that's a key point that you mentioned there. The industry has now moved from why to how do we do this, hasn't it?
Correct.
So looking at the academy then, talk to us about the kind of courses that are available for finance professionals. How can they take part? How long are the courses? What kind of time commitment are we looking at here?
So the programs that are on offer within the ASFI Academy are e-learn programs, and they are of varying durations. We've got programs that last for 45 minutes through to programs that last between 3 to 4 hours. And we've actually segregated them in three categories. We've got introductory courses, we've got advanced courses, and we have got sector-specific courses. And these courses are, made available to the finance sector through the Investment Management Association of Singapore, as well as the Association of Banks in Singapore. So for banking professionals, they would probably go to ABS. And for the investment management and asset managers, they would go to IMAS. So right now, there are two programs that have already been launched for the investment management sector. These are Responsible Investment 101, and another is a sector-specific course, which is on agriculture, forestry, and fisheries. So this is very, very topic-driven. It is meant to create awareness around the risks involved in agriculture and how to come up with strategies to deal with the issues that are involved in doing agriculture sustainably.
We're speaking with R. Raghunathan, CEO at WWF Singapore. So I'm curious then, what kind of response have you had from the industry since launching the courses? What kind of take-up have you seen?
I think the response has been phenomenal. We have already had more than 1,000 people complete courses that we have launched.
Wow, okay.
This is tremendous response. I guess a lot of it is also dependent upon the backing that this program has. That given that it is developed not just by WWF Singapore, but also by our coalition partners in ASFI. Therefore, there is a lot of knowledge and expertise that has gone into developing these programs. And no wonder that IBF has actually accredited these programs and is willing to offer subsidies to local professionals who want to take this up.
When you say subsidies, roughly how much are the courses?
The course fees are pretty competitive from a market standpoint. They are probably comparable with what you get in the market. But the subsidies that the government offers is substantial. It's between 70 to 90%. So when you consider the net price for finance sector professionals in Singapore, it would be quite inexpensive, I would say.
So, 70 to 90%, that's amazing. But so these are for finance professionals. What about individual investors as well? Are there any courses, or are you planning any courses for individual investors? Because we've seen a huge shift as well for retail investors. They can now invest in ESG funds via their CPF now, and we're seeing a lot of interest in that direction. So are you planning any courses for retail investors?
Rachel, I think you raised a very good point. So our job doesn't get done just by training finance sector professionals. Mm-hmm. It is important to create awareness amongst the community as well, so that they become aware of the risks involved in funding programs that destroy the environment. As we all know, nature preservation is going to be critical to not only maintain biodiversity on Earth, but also to fight the problem of climate change that we are all facing. So it is very important that we educate and create awareness amongst the general public as well. We will be looking to see how we can create a suite of courses that are designed for the consuming public as well. So one for the finance sector professionals, as well as one for the general public. So I think there's a big market there, and we definitely need to take the lead in addressing the need that exists.
And how do you see the role of finance professionals and investors changing and evolving when it comes to tackling issues such as climate change and conservation?
I think we are already seeing the shift to more sustainable-oriented jobs. A big driver of this change is the impact that the government itself has created by forming suitable policies and creating awareness amongst the society members at large that sustainability is is an existential issue for Singapore. We are faced with so many threats that impact us, and a lot of them are due to the impact of environmental factors and climate change. So therefore, it is very clear that the future will have a very core component of environmental and sustainable-oriented jobs. So therefore, people in all sectors need to be sufficiently aware of sustainability and environmental issues. And therefore, we believe that these sort of training programs would be very, very helpful to the population at large, and particularly the finance sector professionals, to understand the issues involved and make the right decisions as they go ahead and create new opportunities for everyone.
Well, it's been a very, very busy year for you. Dare I ask, what's next?
I think our immediate focus is to make sure that we deliver on all the programs that we have committed to deliver. So you've seen that some of the programs for the investment managers has already been released. The next step is to release some programs for the banking sector as well. Mm-hmm. And that's on track, and we hope to issue that out soon. As we discussed earlier, in the medium term, we'll also be looking to see how to bring programs that are relevant for the general public as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you, Rachel. Delight to speak to you. Thank you very much.
Wonderful. We've been speaking with R. Raghunathan, CEO at WWF Singapore. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.